On one occasion, Rinzai asked a nun, "Welcome or Ilkom?" The nun shouted, "Go on, go on, speak," cried Rinzai, taking up his stick. Again the nun shouted. Rinzai hit her. This is the fresh breeze of Zen, to be ready for the unexpected. Normally, nobody thinks the master should hit you, no? But if that is the only way to wake you up, then hitting or throwing cold water in your face or shouting, anything will help. But another thing is that this shouting can also become something out of a habit. It works when it's unexpected. And Rinzai was shouting, and then people was picking up on that, because they always start taking after the masters. One occasion, Rinzai asked a nun who was coming, "Welcome or Ilkom?" Just this, "Welcome or Ilkom," your mind doesn't know how to respond. What kind of welcome is this? Welcome or Ilkom? Everybody says welcome, but welcome or Ilkom? From the beginning, he wants to have it clear, to check out where is that state of mind of the nun. Welcome, it means, are you in peace? Are you coming with an empty mind? Are you unburdened? Are you receptive? Can you just sit there in my presence? Drink me, eat me. Welcome or Ilkom? Ilkom means, or are you still burdened with your mind, with your ego, with your conditioning? Are you still full of it, or are you empty? So, I know from the beginning how I should speak to you, how I should deal with you. The master, he doesn't, he just needs one look, one word, and he understands your situation. And Rinzai was a very straight master, so he at once, it was no bullshit, welcome or Ilkom. What is your situation here? What do I have to deal with? The nun shouted. No, she has picked up the shout. That can also become like a crutch. You don't know what to say, then she have heard that the master is shouting or hitting, and then she shouts. Go on, speak, cried Rinzai, taking up his stick. Not good enough. Speak. Show me who you are. Taking up his stick. No, first he was empty-handed. Next step, he takes up the stick. Where will it be going? She wasn't straight the first time. She just shouted, this was just borrowed knowledge. No. Go on, go on. Speak. Again, the nun shouted. She didn't know how to function in the moment. Again, she shouted, the only thing. Rinzai hit her, pop. Meditate on it. You cannot use all techniques if you're not functioning in the moment. But that is the beautiful thing with Zen masters. They used everything. You cannot imagine Buddha or Ramana Maharshi hitting somebody with a stick or breaking the nose. No, it's very hard. Or Jesus Christ. It's very hard. But the masters, there's been thousands of masters, and everybody has to find their thing that works. But also it's not easy to understand if they are just in silence. And they are not easy to understand if they just shout or if they just hit you. Very difficult to understand. Because you have to understand your process. You have to understand yourself. So they say the best, if you are so lucky to find a master that can speak to you, that is really an art. To come down where you are so you understand. So you understand where your mental capacity is. Only then can you learn. Otherwise it will be like this nuns, you just do something borrowed. Is not real. You have to be real, otherwise how can you start? Beloved, I have discovered that deep down I feel abandoned by God, by love. And that my whole personality is built up around this belief, this illusion. Can you please talk to us about aloneness and separation? In love and gratitude, Taliba. Then, no, I have waited a bit to answer you, Taliba, because you were cooking so good that why not keep it going a bit? Huh? Because before somebody is cooked, then it's no point to turn off. If the cooking process has happened, start, then the most stupid thing is you turn it off. Like, oh no, you just start getting warm. Huh? And everybody is ready to stop. Because, guys. Huh? So, out of compassion, you know that the dish is not finished, So let it simmer a bit. And this you wrote some time ago. No, you wrote another letter. Beloved, I have wanted to write to you for a long time to reconnect and to ask for your help. But either I have found no words or too many words. I have waited for more clarity, for the process to be over. But when you asked Dipti that day, do you think I love you less because of this? That you run around or go drinking? I immediately knew that yes, this is exactly what I have been afraid of. Even though in the midst of what feels like an earthquake, I know that you are out there beyond the dust somewhere, waiting patiently. But at the same time, I discover that I don't have much trust in love. I got afraid and overwhelmed by feelings of hate, shame, fear, helplessness, valuelessness, and failure. And I closed my heart in protection. These all are old ghosts that I have spent my whole life escaping from and which my personality was built around to protect me. So my whole personality is false. This constant running away from ever again, feeling helpless, has kept me imprisoned in the known, the controllable, the mind. It is amazing to see how it has limited my life, my expression, my work, and my relationships, chasing recognition and safety to avoid disaster. I have rejected before I get rejected and exhausted myself in too much doing. I really have no idea who I am. But seeing this, I know that I have a chance to be more real. This is actually exciting in a scary and crazy way, because I see it can also be a new adventure, an explosion into the unknown. But at the same time, it also feels like standing on the edge of a big black hole, terrified to fall in, to die. So I need to hold your hand again instead of stupidly trying to win this battle on my own with my mind. Not feeling the connection with you hurts me way too much. So now I take the plunge and I long to return from my self-imposed exile back into your heart so that you can guide me back into mine. I want to come home with love. Taliban. But now you start seeing this, and I talk about this every day, so you can maybe catch it when it happens to you. Because it's all the possibility that you will escape, no? You say, I have discovered that deep down I feel abandoned by God, by love, and that my whole personality is built around this belief, this illusion. Yeah, the whole personality is built around that belief, this illusion, because the personality is not real. And that's why I say that truth is shocking. You don't know, you just hear Baba saying that. To see yourself, you have to be ready. Enlightenment says, Kabir is easy. Just give me your head. But who is ready? Because the head is all what you know. And you can dream and fantasize and everything, working on yourself. But you don't know before you come to this stage where everything is falling apart. And if you're not prepared, there's all the possibility to pull back. That's why a master is needed. So you have something that you can trust more than your own mind. Because now you see that you are just a belief. You are just an illusion. You are just a personality. You are just some kind of created fiction. And that is terrible. But that is the only thing you know. And I want you to become an individuality, not a personality. You have to find yourself. Everybody have an individuality, but that you have to find yourself. Everybody is unique, but that you have to find. The personality just fit into the society where you are born, that kind of culture. It's very limited. It's just an idea. It's just like a jacket you are wearing. It's not you. You have to find the real. But then everything is falling apart. Can you please talk to us about aloneness and separation? Well, separation, that is to be lost in that personality, in that illusion, in the ego. That is separation. And separation is suffering. Because someplace in your soul you know you belong. But you have forgotten your home. So then, of course, there will be a suffering, a longing, a helplessness. You have lost your way in the darkness. Conscious or unconscious, this suffering will be there. If you are living and very unconscious in the society with all the sheep, then everything is fine. You don't think about it because everybody is lost. Nobody is scratching the surface. Nobody has the courage to look at themselves. That is the danger when you come more closer to the truth. Then you have to face yourself. Nobody wants to face themselves. They want to face everybody. They want to be a Genghis Khan. But they don't want to face themselves. Then it takes really a courage. Because you have to go beyond your idea, your personality. Can you talk to us about aloneness and separation? Yeah, you can't find aloneness. Aloneness is bliss. Loneliness, that comes out of the personality. Aloneness, that comes out of meditation. Aloneness out of your finding yourself, that is bliss. That doesn't mean that you have to escape away from society. You are just found yourself, your aloneness. You know you come alone, you go alone. And out of that comes a great understanding. Then you become for the first time grateful for everything that is happening. Because you don't have everything, anything. And still all this mystery in life is happening. But nobody has found their truth. Nobody has rested in their soul. So they have all false ideas. And that's why they get very lonely. And they're hankering for something or somebody outside. But that will never fill them, because nobody is satisfied before you find yourself. Then there comes peace, balance, understanding, freedom. So separation is suffering. Then you are lost, no? When you are separated, you are separated. That is how from little children, suddenly they get separated from mama. You are in the city, no, in the shopping mall. And then they scream. Suddenly they don't see the mama. They are separation. That is painful, no? Then they scream. They want to find mama. And when you're getting older, then you also, you have forgotten this. But some deep insight, which I am bringing you closer to this, so you become conscious of this situation you are in. Then you start feeling it and thinking about it. Then you have glimpses of how it is to be connected. So the little baby, little child get scared when he's missing the mama in the shopping mall. And then you start screaming because you have lost the contact with your source, with God, with consciousness, with peace. No, you have to find it back. That is what the Master is telling you, how to come back, remind you. Become real. You can't find it through your personality. You have to find it through your real face. And then the false has to go. And you don't realize the impact of the truth before it hits you, which is hitting you now. And that's why you are here. Up to then, everything is just a dream, because you haven't felt it. You are too much lost in your dreams, in your mind, in your projections. But in some mysterious way, when you are coming closer, getting more in tune, maybe even in spite of you, then this happens, because you're coming closer to the fire. So separation is suffering and melting is bliss. Oneness is bliss. And that's what really a sannyasin is or should be. You are not a sannyasin before you come to that where you start seeing. A sannyasin is one who starts seeing the situation as it is. You don't have any more dreams. You start seeing reality as it is. You can only do that when you start becoming real. If you are false, how can you see the real? It's impossible. You have to first become real. And how do you become real? The old has to fall apart. All the mystics from the beginning of time say, forget the past. You have to start looking now. Nothing from the past will help you. Whatever it is, you have to look now with fresh intelligence in this moment. So your whole consciousness is here and now. Then, of course, the mind is freaking out, because that cannot imagine that, because it's always dreaming. Only a different, deeper part of you can be there. I wanted to write you for a long time to reconnect and ask for your help, but either I have found no words or too many. I am waiting for more clarity for the process to be over. But when you ask Dipti, do you think I love you because of these things? I immediately knew that yes, this is exactly what I have been afraid of. Yeah, because you're still living in that good and bad, that is the split. But in reality, there is no good and bad. For me, it's no good and bad. It's just unconscious and conscious people. Either you are sleepy and still walking around doing all your things, otherwise you are awake. And of course you have different stages also. Some sleepy people are a little bit awake, and some awake people are a little bit asleep. You have a different... So then, that's the thing, you know, I don't make, I just remind you, and that's what I'm doing with you all the time, wherever you are at, I just remind you, don't stop, don't get stuck there. I try to come down where you are so you understand. Don't get stuck, move on. Even though in the midst of what feels like an earthquake, I know that you are there beyond the dust somewhere, waiting patiently. But at the same time, I discover that I don't have much trust in love. No, because what you think you know about love is not love. So how can you have trust in that? You can have trust only when you are becoming more real, not with any fantasies to see it. I got afraid and overwhelmed by feelings of hate, shame, fear, helplessness, valueless and failure, and I have closed my heart in protection. Yeah, but that doesn't help. You have done that so many times, playing that game. And I was watching you. Why? I had even taken you up, and then you had a nice breakthrough. But then again, you were shutting down. You have all the opportunity here to be in the Sangha and have the support, but this is the old habit. Again, you want to hide. It doesn't get integrated before you stand up how it is, how you are. You can't hide it. There's nothing to hide. These are all ghosts that I have been spent my whole life escaping from, and which my personality was built around to protect me. So my whole personality is false. Yes, that is shocking. Your whole personality is false, and you are only the personality. Then who are you? That's why you have to become innocent, fresh again. And this is the time where you come to a master. I don't know. I have sent it 1,000 times. When you don't know. But again and again you fall into that you know. Then you become clever. You know from somewhere. In that not knowing, then you become innocent. You have to learn to rest in that innocence. That is a new birth. Rumi says, I was also once spiritually ill. We all passed through that. But one day the intelligence in my soul cured me. One day the intelligence of my soul cured me. But how can you switch that you are start getting contact and listening to your heart and your soul instead of your mind? That is the whole shift. Shift the energy from that mind who is always want to hide and feel anger and hate and failure and want to close off to something that is open. That is the courage I'm talking about. But if you are hiding it, it will never happen. Everybody has to go through that. That's what you can hear when I say it, or when the Rumi say it, or when the Buddha say it, but before it happens, you don't know. I was once spiritually ill. And what does it mean by spiritually ill? That you were lost in your personality, in your ego, in your mind, then you're spiritually ill because you are not in touch with your health. with your source. You only become healthy if you are in touch with the source. It's like a baby sucking the mother's breast. If it doesn't get the milk, it doesn't get healthy. You have to find the breast of the universe. You have to be connected to the source. I was once spiritually ill. We all passed through that. But one day the intelligence in my soul cured me. And how did Rumi come to that intelligence of his soul? He met Shyam, his master. That is how it's always been going. These people come by and they start reminding you of something and connecting you again and again and again and again. But it is shocking because you say, so my whole personality is false. That's why people doesn't want to come close to truth. That's why they crucify Jesus and poison Buddha and Osho and whoever. Because their whole life is just false. They have no idea who they are. It's just an idea. The whole, think about it, the whole society. And you see, when you go through it, you see how much you've been working on yourself. You've been here for years. It's not easy. What to say about the ordinary people? They have no clue. You have to see the situation as it is. The whole personality is false. Yes, and that's what I want. I want to awake you to that which is real. To your wisdom of your soul, of your heart. But then you can't just hide. This is again the ego coming the back door. And even if you're going through something, the only thing you have here, you have the work to stay connected. That is your link. Because the work is something that is bigger than you, so that is your link. If you just shut your room and go in your little apartment, then much more difficult then. Maybe you're not strong enough to do that. That's why it's so important to be involved, in tune. That's why the Sangha, the Buddha field is there. Because the work is not the work, it's just a link. A feeding link. This constant running away from ever again feeling helpless has kept me imprisoned in the known, in the controllable, the mind. It is amazing to see how it has limited my life, my expression, my work, and my relationships. It is amazing. But be very happy you see it. That is the two ways when you start seeing either, oh my God, I've been living so stupidly, and oh, they're so terrible, blah, 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 blah. That is the negative. Be happy, no, I can see. When you see it in the positive, always choose the positive. You always have a choice, negative and positive. Always choose the positive. And then one day you go beyond, but the positive is the way out, at least on you positive. Now you can see. You can see this mind, the control, how it has limited your life, your expression, your work, everything, your whole life. But when you see something, then first you have the choice to change. But then you have to gather all your forces, because the past is very heavy. It can easily pull you down again. That's where you have to be really steady and courageous. And stand up for your own insights so they get integrated. And the more you stand up for it, the more help will come. Existence always takes care of its children. Chasing recognition and safety to avoid disaster. Yeah, being someone in the society, in the work, all these things. Ego recognition, personality recognition, image recognition, all these things. This is all the false things that is keeping you occupied. And you feel even guilty when you step out of it because it's so ingrained. I have rejected before. I get rejected and exhausted myself in too much doing. I really have no idea who I am. Yes, I know. And this is always the danger, Taliba. All the people who are close to me go through that. They're very professional when they come, and then they just become totally useless. They fall apart. Then they don't know anything. And then they feel, oh my God, it's so bad. And then they try frantically to hold on. And then I just stay there. And then slowly something new comes. And oh my God, I can functioning even in this space. That's what I'm teaching you. You can start functioning in a totally new way, in a real way. Not out of that you should do, but something you have to do. You are alive. But it comes from a relaxed place. It comes from your understanding. It comes from your heart. There's nothing wrong with doing, but don't let it be run from your mind, from your ego, from society, from your family, from your habits, from your conditioning. Let it come from your real understanding, from love, from insight, from clarity. Then what was a drag before becomes a worship. It becomes a joy because now you know this is what I want. And if you don't want to do it, then you don't do it. You are nobody's slave anymore. So this is good because the old is falling down. And I know you are very good doing, so it's okay, Taliba. You allow it to fall apart. You are in the best place to fall apart. Take it easy. Don't be hard on yourself. And if you want it, let Dipti show you Oslo. But then you have to be quick because now she came to a different pub again now that she had forgotten. Baba's pub, then you don't get hangovers or anything. That's very good. I really have no idea of who I am. Very good. This is a very good. This is where all sannyasins should start, with a clean slate. I don't know. Then everything is possible very easily, because you are receptive. You have accepted. It's from your own inside. I don't know. Everything I knew was just a lie. And I'm not interested in the false, I'm interested in the real. If you are interested in that, you are in the right place. So be happy. It's worse for those people who they try to keep up the false all the time. They're just torturing themselves. But seeing this, I know that I have a chance to be more real. Exactly. This is actually exciting in a scary and crazy way, because I see it can also be a new adventure and exploration into the unknown. Yes, of course it can. And it is scary and in a crazy way, but you are with the crazy master, so it's nothing can hold you back. But you have to be a little bit crazy. That was your problem. You were too sane. If you're not a little bit crazy, then no fun. No. It is a new adventure. But at the same time, it also feels like standing on the edge of a big black hole, terrified to fall in to die. So I need to hold your hand again instead of the stupidly trying to win this battle with my own mind. Yeah, the mind just go crazy then. And then again, it will make you into a failure. That is what the mind is doing. Just drop that. And why be afraid of a big black hole? We are a little planet in a huge black hole. We are in the middle of the universe, floating around. Because you are so lim, you can just see like that. Jesus Christ. We are floating around in the universe in the biggest black hole you can imagine. And everything is fine. But when you start thinking like a big black hole, you look, see the situation as it is. That's what I want. This, just see the situation as it is. We are all enjoying. We are floating around in the biggest black hole. That is a... People go crazy to think, where is the end of the universe? Is there an end? What is beyond the end? Relax. You are in a big black hole. Everything so far so good. Don't let the mind try to think about these things. It can't go there. This is what we've been talking about. This is exactly what is supposed to happen here, Taliba. I'm very happy now. I can start talking more real to you, not just diddly-daddle. There is a saying from one beautiful master, die, O yogi, die. Sweet is this dying, die this death that Gorakh embraced and be awakened. This death is not dying, it is an awakening. But you can see it. That's where all the mystics talking about trust, surrender, understanding, meditation. Because slowly, slowly, you see, you, who are you to hold it back? No, all the things that you thought were real is not real. Where to go then? Go into the unknown. Expand. But that is an awakening. And if you have died once, only the first time maybe is a little hard, but then if this is dying, let me die 1,000 times. Says Kabir, I laugh when I hear the fish in the sea is thirsty. I laugh when I hear the fish in the sea is thirsty. And you are all the fishes in the universe, and you say you are thirsty. Relax. Die, O yogi, die. Sweet is this dying. Die this death that Gorakh embraced and became awakened. Not feeling the connection with you, beloved, hurts me way too much. So now I take the plunge, and like this, I long to return from my self-imposed exile back into your heart, so that you can guide me back into mine. I want to come home with love, Taliba. Yeah, very good. And that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm just an excuse. You have lost your way, but in some mysterious way, coming closer to me, having the connection, you will find your way. The master is just an excuse to find your way back to yourself. And when you or anybody says not feeling the connection with you, of course, because if you are lost in your mind, that is not my area. You have to become a little more real, a little more truthful, a little more closer to the heart. Then the connection will be there, it's guaranteed. Because then it will be less and less you and me. It will just be love, understanding, silence. Die, O yogi, die. Sweet is this dying. Die this death and become awakened. No, the sun comes also, you see? Even the sun cannot resist. The sun is seeing its children, you know, then it has to... so many little suns down there in that little forest. I have to take away the clouds so I can see them. He says. In all cultures, the sun has been a god, not the sun god. Of course, because that gives us life, no? At least that you can see, no? That's good. The sun is innocent, just shines. Only thing he knows is just shine, 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 shine. Dear beloved Master, thank you for lighting this fire inside me. Slowing down, I see new small miracles every day. Like the beautiful spider nets shining in the sun like small solar systems, or feeling the rain falling on my hand so very softly. In this silent atmosphere, I can easily get into a creative space where my mind is absent and I'm just following some impulse from somewhere. I'm totally focused on what I'm doing, and it goes by itself, and I really enjoy it. You see what happens when you slow down now? There's nothing to run away from, you enjoy it. I know, but you are not clear of it. You are becoming clear of it now. Do you think this is meditation? Can meditation be so easy and even fun? Yes, it can be. And if it's meditation is not fun, it's not my way of meditation. Because life should be fun. You should enjoy. You should celebrate. You should be in awe of these miracles and spider webs and raindrops. That is natural, and nothing is more natural for me than meditation. Meditation is just to be in the natural state. They call meditation because you need different meditation, so-called techniques to come back. But meditation is the natural state. So, can meditation be so easy and even fun? Yes, because meditation is everything that is natural. That's why it's very difficult for people to meditate, because they are not really natural. So it's very difficult for unnatural people to find the natural. More natural you become, and you are an innocent woman, and coming here again, you've been trying to stay away a little bit, but now you had to come back. And now again, you fall into that nice soup. Now you have to remember. Then you see, this is natural, it's nothing to do. Meditation shouldn't be any effort. That's why all this reminds you, it's nature, nature. You don't need to do anything with nature. It is like it always has been. You can't make it any, how can you make this tree more beautiful? It is just perfect. The river is flowing, it's perfect. So you, when you become natural, you are perfect. Easy. If you are not easy, no, I can't start that one again. But easy is right for the ones who are easy. It's difficult for those who are difficult. Sitting is not working so good for me. I disappear into daydreams after 5 seconds and struggle hard to discipline myself to get the attention back to the breathing. And then, after some new seconds of observing the breath, I slip into daydreams again. Beloved Master, I belong to the forest. I just want to sit in the trees and listen to the birds. I feel like you have given me a shower on the inside. That's it, Nandika. You belong to the forest. That's what I say, we are the forest dwellers. And you try to fit in some strange places in a concrete box. Now you're coming home to the forest dwellers now. Beloved Master, I belong to the forest. Yes, I know. But you were a little split. Let it become clear you belong to the forest. This is very beautiful. It comes out very straight. Beloved Master, I belong to the forest. I love it. You go there to your cities and you tell that to your family. They think you're crazy. This is my language. I just want to sit up there in the trees and listen to the birds. Do it. Let that be meditation. And I've been, at one period in my life, I was sitting a lot in trees. I always loved trees, but when I was guarding my master, Osho, then he had a huge almond tree outside his window. And I loved that almond tree because it was just nobody, just my master sleeping or at least laying down, I don't know. And I'm sitting there trying to protect the master. He was protecting me, I don't know. Then this almond tree, it was my best friend. And sometimes I got very tired, especially like 4 or 5 in the morning, then the whole body really wants to sleep. And then I always climbed up in the almond tree. I said, almond tree, no, I'm here again. No, don't let me fall down. And then you are much more alert then, because if you fall, then you hurt yourself, no? So then some strange energy is becoming more alert. If you just sit on the rock, then I always climb up in the almond tree, and then again, I sit like a tree Buddha, bird Buddha there, till the sunrise. And also another thing was good with the almond tree, you come higher so I could see the sunrise, the first rays. That you can see from the ground. The ground dwellers can see that, only those up in the trees, the birds. So you sit there and you get the first sunrise. Wow, very nice. So that I'm all for that, sitting in trees, listening to the birds. I feel you have given me a shower on the inside. Normally I feel dirty, and when people come close, I get afraid that they can see or feel or even smell that I'm dirty. But now I'm getting cleaner on the inside, and I feel my body is slowly, slowly relaxing. Yeah, this is here. You get cleaner because you are more and more natural. If you're not very conscious, then people tend to get more dirty when you're in the city, because all the things from the outside is coming to you. All these trees, all the birds, all the moose, everything, even the people here, nice. The more unconscious people, the more energy comes in you. If you are receptive, if you are innocent, if you are open, then you will take that on you. You might not even be aware of it. The more aware you become, then you have to protect yourself, no? You shouldn't linger in places that is no good energy for a long time. Just do what is necessary. You say, normally I feel dirty, and when people come close, I get afraid that they can see or feel or even smell that I'm dirty. But now I'm getting cleaner on the inside, and I feel my body is slowly relaxing. Then you should take notice when you start feeling that, if it comes again, that you start feeling dirty, if you start feeling that sensation again, where does that come from? That's how you can see and sense, take notice, where does this come from? Then you stay away from that area or those people. That's how you should start being more conscious. If you're not conscious, you're open for everything. And that's how normally people are. They are together, any idiot, then all that energy they get in. They work in strange places. I have even seen some people, they work in the sewage in New York City. The last 40 years they spent in the sewage. Imagine what energy they take, the whole life. I thought it was the rats that should be there in the sewage. If you are not conscious, you do anything. But in this joyfulness, a strong, powerful voice in me telling me, no, 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 this is not possible. All this beauty, you have to live and fight and struggle and use your mind and work hard. Society has given you so much, so you will have to pay back, make yourself useful. Work, work, produce, produce. Don't think you can spend the rest of your life happy in the forest. What do you think about this now, when I read it back to you? Hmm? Who is saying this? Where do you get this from? Hmm? From society, from your family, from wherever. No, it's not from you. And you have to listen to your truth. That's how everybody becomes a slave, because they don't think, they don't listen to themselves. You are not in contact with yourself. Then any idiot can guide you, and then you make it feel guilty. What about if you will listen to all this society has given, you have to pay back. Why not? Why not, Pepe? I have nothing against society. You should be creative. You should just do what you love to do. Hmm? That is the art. Don't let anybody dictate you. You have to do what is beautiful for you, creative for you. Then it gives you more intelligence. Otherwise, but all this, what about Ramana Maharshi, Buddha, Lao Tzu, Osho, Milarepa, Rinzai, Rumi? Do you think society liked them? No. Jesus, they crucified. How did they fit in the society? They were all rebels. They were all outsiders. Nobody was liked when they lived. But they belonged to a different truth, different dimension. And that's what I'm talking about here. You have to find your own, the higher. Don't you think, look how much a Buddha has done, a Lao Tzu has done, a Milarepa has done, for millions of people. But when they lived, they were outside the society. They were just bums, vagabonds. Hmm? So who do you want, what do you want to follow? That's the thing. You have to go for a higher truth, a higher love, a higher beauty. Hmm? This is that, these people, they didn't care because they found a higher truth, a higher love, a higher beauty that was more important. And look how many people gained from that. You have to see things as they are. But then you have to stand on your own feet. You have to trust yourself. That's the thing. That's the challenge. You have to trust your own intuition. You have to trust this, beloved master, I belong to the forest. Hmm? Then you feel relaxed when you can say that. To me, you can say that. I say, I love it. Well, you say that to your boss. And you will see how much understanding they have. Hmm? You tell your boss, this, can I have a longer weekend next weekend, because I love to sit in the tree. I love the forest. And I have a special tree up there, and hey, darling. I love to sit there. I feel so happy. Just very joyous and free, and everything is natural. Can I have free Monday also so I can sit in my tree? See what he says. If you feel relaxed with people, you can share all this. No, people are very serious. Mm. And that is society. It's very serious. Don't go outside the square. Hmm? Do you keep you inside the fence? You fit in. If you go outside, you doesn't fit in. Inside the sheep, outside the lions. My experience, lions more fun. Meditate on it. Lions, they are even allowed to eat the sheep sometimes, no? The lion doesn't do anything bad if he eats the sheep. He's a lion. He's allowed to eat sheep. But no sheep, I heard, is eating lions. So they miss a lot. Meditate on it. Don't you think, your mind say, that you can spend the rest of your life happy in the forest? Yeah, but I'm teaching you, don't listen to the mind. And if you don't listen to the mind, then? Is it okay then to spend the rest of your life in the forest? Yes, it is. And that is shocking. Your whole life, for the next 50 years, you can live in the forest. Everything is possible, I tell you. Everything is possible. It's your life. And if that is what your joy is, and if you can take care of yourself, and if you have money, why not? Or live in the forest and go to the city when you need the money. Whatever. It seems like this voice is not only my mind, it's coming from everywhere. Well, it depends where you are. You hear it here? No, you are protected now. These voices is not in my area. These voices is very embarrassed and afraid. You have to put them straight, no? I'm all surrounded by it. Yeah, you are surrounded by mind, first your own mind, and then all the other minds that is supporting your mind, that is supporting the slavery and all that is normal, and the little square box. Everything is there, no? That is what society is. It supports this box. Nothing wrong with the society. Just see things as they are. And even though being useful, working, stressing, and being part of a pulsating city life can give me some kind of happiness, yes, some kind of happiness, I know it will easily and quickly blow out the light you have lit inside me, and the small daily miracles will slowly disappear. I am forever grateful for your presence. Lots of love, Nandika. Yeah, no, you see, Nandika, that is how it is. You just have to see it how it is, and it is always a challenge to take care of it. But again, no, you are reminded. No, you are in touch with it. No, you have to take care of it. Don't make it split. It doesn't need to be a conflict, but it might be a challenge. But as you change, maybe your work will change also, because you have new creativity and new insights. Don't be afraid to change. Yeah, it's nothing wrong with the city, nothing wrong with the society. It can give you some happiness, yes, some kind of happiness, but now you know of a different kind of happiness. And my teaching is always go for the higher. Why have it just so-so when you can have it far out? Like that. That is just the mind. Always go for the higher insight, the higher love. And the mind is just thinking, no? It seems like the only part that humans is using now is the thinking, is the mind, is the ego. I'm teaching you to come back, to feel. Machines soon can think better than humans. They already can think better. Computers can think better, quicker. But they can't feel. This is for humans. Be feeling. In the society, they don't teach you that. And out of feeling, you become more sensitive. And out of feeling, being. So the switch is from thinking to feeling. Know you again, you feel. And it's beautiful. Because then you're closer to your heart. You're a human being. You like to listen to the birds. You like to sit by the river. You like to meditate. You like all these simple things. You don't try to fit in. It's natural. And that which is natural is easy. You relax. That is the sign that is natural. It's true. You relax in it. It's nothing to think about. You've been thinking too much. First, come back, be sensitive, feel. What do you like? And you are telling me clearly, I like this. I'm a forest dweller, you say. Okay, be truthful to yourself. And if you come back, if you forget, which I don't think you will know. Will you? No. Don't make any split with it. Just see things as they are. Everybody has to work. But here, in this side of the planet, you don't need much intelligence to get the money you need. Everybody can make money here. Don't be split about it. You don't need to think about existence to be natural. You just become natural. You have to reclaim your innocence again. And the nature has always supported the seekers, the sannyasins. Those who wanted peace, they always supported that. That is what is natural. You have to reclaim your innocence. Beloved, once upon a time, talking with Asila about many inconveniences I had in my life, I was telling her that I always felt trust in life itself, that it could take care of me. And these days, at Dharma Mountain, with your infinite care, our beloved friends, Giri, Vibhuti, Bansi, and so on, the lovely ways in which everything is happening is definitely the living proof of that life, of that trust. Through you, through all of you, is immensely caring with us all the time. I can only thank existence for all the moments that I passed through, and above all for finding Osho and you. Sometimes I thought that I haven't been clever enough, taking so long, but later I understood that it's better a little late than never. Your devotee, love again, Bhagat. It's better late than never, no Bhagat? But everything is going fine, no? Exceptionally fine, no?
Yeah. Amazingly fine.
Amazing. Huh? Can you believe it?
It's difficult to imagine that.
Yeah.
I was trying yesterday to have just this increase beyond expectations. But you already told me that some years ago. How could the thing could be in the way you thought they were going to be in Buenos Aires? No. No. Yeah, I was much
better. You wrote me another letter, didn't you?
Yeah.
You remember what it was? I don't have it here.
Just thanking again.
Thanking again? Again and again?
And again.
Yeah? But one thing, Bhagat, you have to come for a longer time, no? I don't want you to travel so far and just stay 1 week, no? Minimum 2 weeks, better the whole month. Next year, we will arrange, no? Asila? Possible, no? Yeah, no. Don't think. So that you learned at least 2 weeks, better the whole month, we will manage. You must have family there. And don't get caught in with being a doctor or something, no. The doctor also has to have holiday. Huh? You tell them that you have to see your doctor.
They know.
Yeah, otherwise...
They're expecting me to come back to tell how things going on.
Yeah.
To bring them something that I can't bring. I mean, you have to do it for yourself, man.
That's true, Bhagat. You can't talk about it. You have to do it for yourself, man. That's it. But they know that the doctor has to go and see their doctor, otherwise you can't be healthy. But longer holiday, because very long travel. Beloved Master, when you look at me, I feel I lose myself into your eyes. It is so beautiful. and it's easier for me to go deeper and deeper into myself. I have only words of gratefulness to you, love, Asila. Look how beautiful Asila is, very good. That is beautiful, Asila. This is the most easy technique, no? For a lover, you just lose yourself in the eyes, no? And you have only gratefulness, words of gratefulness. And gratefulness, that is the only true prayer. Feel grateful. You're grateful because so much. And you can close your eyes wherever you are in the world. And that should be your meditation when you go back also. Just close your eyes, feel gratitude, and see Baba looking at you, no? Then you will be happy, no? May everyone come back to themselves. Be courageous to follow their heart and find peace. Aum Shanti.